This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Kevin, last name Marcy, M like Mary, A-R-C-Y. Date of birth July 4th, 1959. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Marcy with proteinuria, hypertension, and a history of kidney stones. His last visit was August 5th of 2025. The last time he had kidney stones was in 2012. He has not had any since, and he did require lithotripsy for removal. He's not sure of the type of stones, but he's grateful for no recurrence. And he's gained about 5 pounds since his previous visit. Review of systems is currently negative. No abdominal or flank pain, no hematuria, no recent hospitalizations or procedures. Medications, I'll highlight the Dupixent, 300 milligram injection twice a month, amlodipine 5 milligram daily, potassium is 20 milliequivalent daily, metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 212 pounds, pulse is 63, and blood pressure 118 over 68. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 5th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.27. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 9.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 4.5, liver enzymes are normal, PSA was 1.38. The last CBC was done August 4th, 2025, and hemoglobin is 14.6, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, proteinuria, currently stable. Two, remote history of kidney stones, last occurred in 2012. And three, hypertension is well controlled. And the patient will have lab studies done every 6 months and then a follow-up visit in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.